Welcome to Tuned to Yesterday, bringing you programs from radio's golden years. I'm your host, Mark Levonier. Coming up in this hour adventure, later on we hear Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall in Bold Venture. But right now, it's an episode of Suspense called Night on Red Mountain. This story by William N. Robeson, who is the director of Suspense for quite some time, proved to be so popular it was repeated four times. This will mark the fourth and final from CBS on November 20th, 1960.
And now, another tale well calculated to keep you in suspense. How often have you felt that you'd like to get away from it all? Just drop everything, move far away, start a new life, maybe even with a new identity? Well, it isn't as easy as it sounds, as the story you're about to hear demonstrates. So before you buy a one-way ticket to elsewhere, listen to Night on Red Mountain, which begins in just a moment. When news makes news, that's news. As several trade publications in the broadcasting field have recently announced, a week from tomorrow, CBS News on the Hour goes to twice its current length each weekday. Beginning Monday the 28th, you'll hear a first in network broadcasting history, the initiation of dramatically expanded coverage by award-winning CBS News. Full 10-minute coverage every hour on the hour. That's the date, November 28th, when CBS News goes double for you at this address on your dial.
Sorry, sir. I didn't hear you drive in. I can't hear much of anything when the wind starts blowing.
Fill her up.
Yes, sir.
Better check the oil and water, too. Any hot coffee inside?
Yeah, hot and black.
That's for me. Must be close to zero.
Oh, not that bad. Down around 20. It'll drop tonight, though. Radio says we might get a blizzard.
And they call this sunny California.
Well, we're more than 5,000 feet here. 6,500 at the top of the pass up the road a piece.
Yeah, I know. I just come off it.
Were you heading north?
Yeah, Vegas. How far is it from here?
Well, about 260 from Victorville, and Victorville's 32 from here. What's the matter? You lost?
What makes you think so?
Well, U.S. 66 is a direct route. Not many cars come across Red Mountain in the winter.
Hey,
Yeah?
Ain't I seen you someplace before?
Well, not unless you've been through here before.
I ain't never. Not back east someplace? You come from back east?
No, I never been. I come from up north. Eureka.
Funny, take that mustache off. You'd be a ringer for a kid I used to know once back in Jersey City. Joey Perino. Funny.
Yeah. Yeah, lookalikes. You run into them sometime.
Sure you was never back east?
Sure.
Funny, without that mustache, I'd swear.
You'd be mistaken.
Yeah? Well, where'd I find the coffee?
Oh, right inside. Sally will take care of you.
Yeah. You better check the battery and the tires, too.
Yeah, sure thing.
Good evening.
Give me a cup of black coffee.
Yes, sir.
The State Highway Patrol has asked us to make this announcement. Chains will be required on all cars in the mountain regions. Tonight's storm is expected to bring at least 6 inches of snow down to the 3,000-foot level.
Sounds like you might be snowed in.
Oh, won't be the first time.
It might be dangerous, considering your condition.
Oh, no. I'm not expecting until April. We never get any snow that late.
Not even when the weather's unusual, like they say out here.
Well, it's never that unusual. You better get Walt to put on your chains.
Ain't got any.
Oh? Well, then watch your step going down that hill. Particularly Mule Shoe Curve. It's bad in snow like this.
I'll remember that. Is he your husband?
Who?
Fella gassing me up to this Walt.
Oh, yeah.
You two all alone up here?
No, there's my dad. And he'd better get a move on or he won't get back up that mountain tonight.
Where is he?
Oh, he went down to Victorville this afternoon for supplies.
Oh? You born around here?
No, up north.
Eureka?
Well, yeah, how'd you guess?
Your husband said that's where he come from.
He did?
Yeah. Doesn't he?
Well, he said he did, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, did you ever hear of a guy named Joey Perino?
No. Why, should I?
Your husband looks like him.
Well, what if he does?
Oh, nothing. You ever been back east?
Never been outside the state. Gee, you ask more questions than a cop.
Oh, don't worry. I ain't no cop.
Ah, she's all set to roll.
How much I owe you?
12 gallons. That'll be $3.95.
Plus the coffee.
Compliments of the management.
Huh?
It's a policy of the establishment. Free coffee during blizzard. Isn't it, Sally?
Yeah, sure.
Hey,
yeah,
$4.
Get your change.
Don't bother. $3.95 for the gas, 5 cents for the coffee. I got a policy, too. I don't take handouts.
Oh, look now. What
I don't want to be
that?
Owing anybody anything, sister. Particularly rats. Be seeing you, Joey.
Joey? What do you mean, Walt, calling you Joey?
In just a moment, we will return for the second act of Suspense.
Tell me what he meant calling you Joey.
Well, the guy's nuts.
He asked an awful lot of questions.
What kind of question?
About me, about you. He said you told him you come from Eureka. Why did you tell him that, Walt?
Oh, look, honey, the guy's nuts. I never told him I came from Eureka.
You never told me where you came from either, Walt. You just said you came from back east.
Well, what difference does it make?
It didn't then, when we first met. Well, it doesn't now, if you tell me it doesn't.
I tell you, it doesn't, honey.
Okay, Walt. I'm sorry.
You better get to bed, honey. It's going to be a long, cold night, huh?
All right. You coming?
Oh, a little while. Won't be much more business in a storm.
Yeah.
Mr. Pirelli?
Yeah?
I have a long-distance call for you from Victorville, California.
Who's calling?
Mr. Battaglia.
All right, operator, put him on.
Go ahead, sir.
Hello, Vic Pete?
Yeah, Bat, what are you doing down in Victorville? We were supposed to be here in Vegas by dinner time.
Yeah, I know, but sort of got lost in the mountains.
Now, that figures. I know you'd get lost in Jersey City.
Yeah, but wait till you hear what I found.
Gold mine, I suppose, huh?
No. Joey Perino.
You're kidding. Where?
In a gas station back in the hills.
You sure it's Joey?
Positive. He's got a mustache, he's got a wife, and he calls himself Walt something or other. But it's Joey, all right.
Did he recognize you?
Sure he did, but he didn't let on. Thought I'd better tell you.
Wait a minute. If he recognizes you, he'll take it on a lamb.
Not a chance. He's up here all alone with his wife. She's in a family way, and it's blowing up a blizzard. He wouldn't risk getting her out in this kind of weather.
Where are you?
The joint called a White Spot.
All right, sit tight. I'll be there in a couple of hours.
Well, how are you going to do that?
Charter a plane?
But, boss, I'll be glad to handle him for you.
I'm sure you would, Bat, but this one I want to take care of myself in my own way. If you get what I mean.
Oh, yeah, I get what you mean. I'll wait for you here.
What's the name of this place he's at?
Walt Summit Service. Why?
Thought I might give him a ring before I leave.
Tip him off?
No. Offer him another chance.
Are you kidding?
What do you think?
Walt Summit Service, good evening.
Hello, Joey.
You must have the wrong number. This is Walt Summit Service.
Nah, Joey, I got the
Pete. Remember me?
That's some mistake.
There's no mistake, Joey. Bat just told me he was by your joint a little while ago.
Look, I don't know what you're talking about. This is Walt Summit Service.
All right, Joey, if you want it that way, it's Walt Summit Service and you're Walt. But back in Jersey City, you're still Joe Perini to the boys. And Joey, the boys miss you. All of them. Me in particular. I miss you so much, Joey, I feel I just got to talk to you.
I'm sorry. You had the wrong number.
Walt?
Yeah, honey.
Who was that?
Hey, look, you're supposed to be asleep.
I was just dozing off, and the phone woke me. Who was it, Walt?
Oh, somebody had a wrong number.
Well, it took you long enough to tell him.
The guy was drunk or something.
Oh.
Go to sleep, honey.
Well, aren't you coming?
I don't feel very sleepy. I sit up a while. Wait for your dad.
Well, all right, but don't make it too late. You know, I get lonely in here without you.
I know, darling. Go to sleep now.
Small craft warnings are flying from Point Concepcion to Point Dumas. All planes are grounded at Los Angeles International Airport. The Weather Bureau predicts that close upon the heels of the present storm is another developing off the coast of Northern California. This is an undisguised blessing for the farmer in the San Joaquin Valley and the growers in Orange County.
Walt Summit Service.
Hello, Joey.
Wrong number.
You shouldn't hang up on Big Pete, Joey.
Wrong number.
Now listen to me, Joey, and listen good. I want to talk to you.
You got the wrong number.
Okay, Joey. Now you just listen to me, boy. You know a joint in Victorville called the White Spot?
Yeah, I know it.
Good. I'm at the airport in Vegas. I'm taking off from here in 5 minutes. You take off in 5 minutes, too, Joey.
Now, look here.
Don't hang up on me, Joey. Just listen. It'll take you about the same time to get down off that mountain as it'll take me to fly to Victorville. Meet me in the White Spot. That's an order.
I don't take orders from you anymore.
You'll take this one, or I'll come up there and shove it down your throat.
Oh, come on. Come on. A highway patrol car just pulled up outside.
Who are you kidding, Joey? You think you can scare me off with them two-bit cops?
Look, I'm not trying to kid you, Pete.
Well, that's my boy, Joey. You finally recognize your old boss, huh? Now, you ain't going to squeal at them orange pickers, are you, Joey?
I'm not a squealer, Pete.
Ain't you?
No.
How do I know?
Look, I'm telling you.
So how come you took a powder on me 2 years ago, huh? How come? How come you just blew?
I want it out.
Hey, Walt, are you in there?
Yeah. I'll be right there.
Who are you talking to?
Highway Patrol. I told you.
You gonna tell them why you walked out on old Pete?
Now, look, I don't tell nothing to nobody. I just want to be left alone. I want it out. I got out.
You ain't out yet, kid. Nobody ever quits on me.
Hey, look. Leave me alone, will you, Pete? Sure, so I worked for you. I drove for you. I don't know nothing. I ain't talking.
You sure ain't.
I gotta go now. Just let me alone, Pete. For the love of heaven, let me alone.
Walt, there's someone at the door.
I know it.
Who are you talking to now?
It's my wife.
Look, get rid of the cops, Joey. Tell your wife to go to bed.
You got the wrong number.
Meet me in 2 hours at the White Spot in Victorville. You got it?
Yeah, I got the number you're calling, but this
now
isn't
it. You better
it.
Be there, Joey. Or I'm coming up the hill for you.
In a moment, we will return for the third act of Suspense.
Good evening, Mrs. Parsons. I'm sorry I disturbed you, ma'am.
Oh, that's all right, Sergeant Toohey. Come in. Come on.
Thank you.
Walt was on the phone.
Yeah, Sergeant, some crackpot. Got a wrong number and can't get it out of his drunken head, you know?
Well, I just stopped by to see if you folks were all right.
Oh, yeah, sure. Snug as a bug in a rug.
Say, would you have a cup of coffee?
Why, yes. Yes, thanks, Mrs. Parsons. I guess maybe I'd drop by for that, too.
Well, there's always some on the stove.
Well, how's the weather outside, huh?
It ain't a fit night for man or motor car. Pass is closed, and we won't be able to get plows through from the other side of the mountain until, tomorrow forenoon.
Well, that's what you can expect in February.
Oh, there you are, Sergeant. Sugar, cream, and hot, I hope.
Well, that's wonderful, wonderful, Mrs. Parsons. Thank you.
Say, Sally...
Yes, darling?
Like Sergeant says, you know, ain't a fit night out for a man or motor car.
Yeah?
Well, I thought we might put him up for the night. Huh?
Why, of course.
Oh, no, no, no. I wouldn't want any inconvenience here.
Oh, but it wouldn't be any inconvenience.
Oh, no, 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 not at all. No inconvenience at all.
We'd sure like to have you stay.
That's right nice of you, believe me, but I've got to get on down the road.
Oh, but it's after 10 now, and you're off duty.
No, no. In a storm like this, nobody's off duty. Well, thanks for the coffee, Mrs. Parsons.
You're welcome.
I got something to thank you for, Walt.
Oh, what's that?
The only laugh I had this evening.
I'd like to hear it. What's the laugh, Sarge?
Well, that car out front.
Huh? What car?
A couple of hours ago, when I was going up to the pass, that two-tone job standing out front with the big tail fins.
What about it?
Gold and white, covered with mud and the snow piling up on it. It sort of reminded me of like a bathing beauty on a ski slope. Cars like that weren't designed for this kind of country.
No, I guess they weren't.
Yeah. Well, good night, folks, and thanks again for the coffee.
Oh, you're welcome.
Good night, Sergeant. Oh, I'll get it, dear.
No, I will. Walt, Summit Service.
You ain't left yet, Joey. Get going.
You got the wrong number.
Again?
Yeah, again.
Darling, what is it?
Screwball.
Well, what's he want?
Oh, who knows? He's drunk. Let's go to bed, huh?
Oh, I'm not very sleepy. I know what. Let's sit up and wait for Dad.
Oh, he won't make it now.
Well, he might.
Oh, let's go to bed, I said.
All right, honey. Well, go to bed.
Well, go then. I gotta lock up, huh?
All right. Walt?
What?
Well, what's the matter?
Nothing's the matter. I gotta look up, that's all. Get to bed. Stop asking a lot of stupid questions, will you?
That will be 20 cents for 3 minutes.
All right, here you are, sister.
Go ahead, sir.
Yes, Pete?
Well, how'd you guess it'd be me, Joey?
Now, look, let's cut the kidding.
I ain't kidding, Joey. I'm disappointed. Real disappointed. I fly all the way down here to Victorville just to talk to you, and what happens? You ain't got the courtesy to come down the hill to see an old pal. How come you ain't here, Joey?
I'm not coming, Pete.
You ain't, huh?
No.
Well, then I guess I have to come up there.
Nobody's asking you.
Now, Joey, that ain't no way to talk.
I'll lay off, will you, Pete? I ain't done nothing to you.
You walked out on me, Joey. Nobody walks out on Big Pete. I'll see you in an hour. And, Joey...
Yeah?
Don't try taking no powder. Fella at the bar just told me that the pass is closed. The only way out's down the hill.
I know it.
You want to change your mind and come on down, Joey? Joey? Joey?
Were you flashing, sir?
Yeah, I was cut off.
Well, just a moment. I'll try to connect you. I'm sorry, sir. There seems to be trouble on that line. Probably the storm.
Okay, sister. Thanks. No, but it couldn't be better. The line just went out in the storm.
And the pass is blocked. But a sweet setup.
Ain't it? Let's go.
A pleasure.
In a moment, we'll return for the concluding act of suspense.
Okay.
To bed, darling.
I can't.
Where are you going? What are you putting on your coat for?
I gotta go down the hill.
Oh, Walt, what's the matter?
I'm worried. About your dad. I'm gonna look for him.
Now you know he's probably staying in town at the Rances. If you're worried, telephone them.
I tried. The line's out. I gotta go down the hill.
But, Walt, you can't leave me here alone.
I got it, honey. I got it.
But I'm afraid.
Look, there's nothing to be scared of. You'll be safe here.
Your gun. Why are you taking your gun?
Feel better with a gun.
Walt, you're keeping something from me. You gotta tell me.
There's nothing to tell, honey. Get back in bed, honey, please.
If you promise not to go out.
I can't. I gotta go, and I gotta go alone.
Well, then it isn't Dad. It's something else.
Now, look, honey, don't make me...
Hey! How come the place all lit up like a Christmas tree? Can't be that much business tonight.
Oh, Dad, thank goodness you're here. This silly husband of mine was just going out to look for you. He was afraid you skidded into the canyon or something.
An old mountain man like me? Fiddlesticks. I'm glad you're dressed, though, Walt. I promised Sergeant Toohey I'd send you down the road with the tow truck and give him a hand.
Accident?
Yeah. Some darn fool was driving without chains. Went through the guardrail on Mule Shoe Curve. One of these fancy new two-tone jobs with airplane fins.
Gold and white? Hardtop convertible?
Toohey didn't specify, but you recognize the driver. Big shot gangster from back east, he said. Name of Big Pete Pirelli. Yeah, that was it. Didn't know the other fella.
Were they, hurt?
Hurt? They're both as dead as last week's hamburgers.
Okay, I'll get going. I guess I won't need this gun after all. I'll be back in a little while, Sally.
All right, honey.
See that she gets to bed, will you, Dad?
Sure, son.
She hasn't had much sleep tonight.
Don't worry, darling. I'll sleep now.
Good. You know something.
What?
I love you very much.
Suspense. You've been listening to Night on Red Mountain, written for Suspense by William N. Robeson. In a moment, the names of our players and a word about next week's story of Suspense. Heard in tonight's story were Lawson Zerbe as Walt, Jim Bowles as Bat, Mandel Kramer as Pete, Ellen McRae as Sally, Bob Dryden as Sarge, Ruth Tobin as the operator, and Bill Adams as Dad. Listen again next week when we return with Home is Where You Find It, written for Suspense by Edna Ray. Another tale well calculated to keep you in suspense.
Suspense on Tuned to Yesterday from November 20th, 1960 on CBS. You're listening to an hour of adventure on Tuned to Yesterday. I'm your host, Mark Levonier. And now on to the Bogart and Bacall series, Bold Venture. This marks episode 19 in the Ziv syndicated series called A Voodoo Vendetta in Paradise, released in 1951.
Adventure. adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance, starring Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall. Together in the sultry setting of tropical Havana and the mysterious islands of the Caribbean. Soul Venture. Of Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall bring you Bold Venture.
Slate, wake up. Come on, wake up.
Go away. I'm in the middle of a dream.
Tell her you'll meet her around the corner at 8:30. Come on your feet, mate. Sack time's over.
Look, sailor. Never walk into a man's office while he's in the middle of his siesta.
Get up. You've got a visitor in the lobby.
Have him sign the register, give him his key, carry his bag to his room, then maybe he'll tip you. Why, sailor?
It's a lady.
Hmm? Young? Pretty? Beautiful?
I didn't ask her.
That's good. Now I can find out for myself. Hey, get me out of this mosquito netting, sailor.
Why should I? You look better with a veil. Come on, the girl's practically in a swoon now. I want to watch what happens to her when she finally meets you.
Yeah, me too. In a swoon, huh? Right in the lobby, huh?
Mrs. Reed, this is Slate Shannon. Hardly worth waiting for, was it?
Mrs.? Finished business at a siesta.
No, please, Mr. Shannon. Stay. I can make it worth your while. I'm rich. That's why I'll pay you $1,000 to find my husband. Oh, please, Mr. Shannon, find him for me. Talk to him. Convince him to come back.
Look, honey, why do you need him? Guy'll run away from his wife and leave her nothing but a mink rug. What good's a guy like that? It should happen to me.
No, you don't understand. Tommy's sensitive, deep. And, well, he got involved in a murder here in Havana.
Yeah, that's pretty sensitive.
He was absolved of it. Tommy couldn't kill. No, my husband's a wanderer. He doesn't like to be tied down.
When did you see your husband last, Mrs. Reed?
4 months ago. He came here to Havana to think things over. I send him money every week.
That's the way I like to hear a girl talk.
But I stopped doing that. I thought if I sent him no more money that he'd come back to me. He hasn't. He got more lost instead. Oh, please, Mr. Shannon. You know Havana. You can find him. Any amount, anything you want.
Where'd you send the money?
Care of General Delivery here in Havana.
I'll grab a fistful, put it in a big fat manila envelope, get a green one, something I can recognize, and send it like you always did.
You're going to find a husband for her, huh, Slate?
Yeah. A girl like Mrs. Reed. How do I look with a hole in my head, sailor?
Better, Slate. Makes you look real breezy.
Can't you hold your head like that, Bailey, when I'm sketching? Oh, that's it, just like that. You've got an interesting face.
Hey, Ross.
What?
You still think about it?
I do. I never thought I'd grow up to kill a man. I remember in high school, I couldn't make up my mind what I wanted to be. A drifter who killed.
Forget it. When Tommy Reed, that rich dame's husband, stumbled into my joint in Havana, all we were going to do was roll him.
That's why you slipped a gun in my hands, huh? You're not so dumb, Bailey.
I figured you'd figure that.
For instance, switching identity with Tommy before the cops came, then telling them the dead man was Ross Moore, me. He tried to hold up the joint, and look what happened, copper.
Because I read the papers.
Yeah.
Because right near Little Orphan Annie was an item about how a guy named Tommy Reed had run away from a rich wife. Come no more money from home. Tommy's wife ain't cutting you off, is she?
Maybe I'll type her another letter. Sign Tommy's name again.
Because you're a big artist with the hands. Do it, kid. I don't like it here in San Vicente. I don't like this cafe I'm running. I'll get money, kid.
Or look over your shoulder before you turn your back on me.
Give me another dime, Slade.
What for?
I've been playing the stamp machine. Haven't lost yet. Come on, the dime, while I'm still ahead.
Yeah, that's what I like about you, sailor, the way you run amok in a post office.
What else is there for a girl to do in a post office?
That's a question.
All right. I got a special delivery for Slate Shannon. So kiss me.
You just stand there and hold the pucker, sailor. A skinny little man just walked away from the general delivery window with a fat green manila envelope in his skinny little fist. You got a heavy load, Chico.
The way you say it through your thin mouth, senor, it scares me. I'm a scared easy man. Ask anybody.
You catch on quick, Chico. The envelope, hand it over.
You're a plainclothes postman, senor?
Give it to me.
Because I do not want to make a scene. I am also a do not want to make a scene, man. Take it. He's heavy for me anyway.
You're doing great, Chico. Now tell me, how come you pick up an envelope addressed to Tommy Reed?
Because Tommy Reed pays me to do such things for him. I'm on his payroll, senor. You're going to stop all that loveliness by jacking me high?
I'm in the mood to run your errands for you. That's all, Chico.
Your mood will carry you maybe 70 miles, senor, to the Cafe Estrella in San Vicente. Have a nice trip.
Thanks. That's where I find Tommy Reed?
Oh, see, you love it in San Vicente, senor. People go around with thin mouths all day, like you. It's very scary. Thank you.
For what?
For not beating me to pulp to rob me. Hate that pulpy feeling. Thank you. Goodbye.
Yeah, I don't believe it. Sailor!
Right in back of you, Shannon. I watched the whole thing.
Thrilling, wasn't it? Come on, sailor. The mail goes through tonight. How do you like San Vicente, sailor?
These outdoor pet shops send me. Hey, look, there's another one. Come on. Oh, isn't that a beautiful parrot? Look at the way he's looking at you, Slate. He hates you.
Hey, get him off me, sailor.
Here, Polly, here. Cut it out, bird. That's it. Ah, oh, Slate, I want to buy him.
Tell the proprietor to stuff him. I'll pay for it. I'm going up the street, sailor, to the Estrella Cafe.
Hi, mate. What's your pleasure?
Tommy Reed. Is he around?
Tommy Reed, huh? Gee, there's a name I haven't heard since. In fact, I never heard of it. In case somebody introduces me to Tommy someday, who shall I say asked?
Slate Shannon.
Hey, mine's Bailey.
You say Tommy Reed, senor?
I'll take a walk for yourself, will be before I...
Before what, senor? Nothing.
One of these days, you're going to get too close with that knife, baby.
Yeah. Let me pull it out of the table for you, Loopy. Here.
Gracias. One day, I kill this man in this throat.
Yeah, that's an opening conversation, if ever I heard one. Let's sit down. Now, what about Tommy Reed, Loopy?
I'll talk to him.
Away. Get away from here before I do the thing of the knife. I am clever with men. No, Senor Slate Shannon?
A regular genius.
So why you want this Tommy?
I don't want him. His wife wants him.
He will not go back to her.
Where is he?
Try on Avenue Robles, numero 64.
All right. Adios, Loopy.
Slate. Hey, Slate. Oh, I see you found yourself a bird, too. You always were a handy man with a salt shaker.
Did you buy the parrot?
He nipped.
She come for same man, too?
Sailor came along for the ride.
She cannot have him. She cannot...
Watch her, Slate. She's got a knife.
She always does. Come on, put it down, Loopy. Put it down.
I will break her. I will show you.
Just drop the knife. Oh. Just take it easy. Sailor doesn't want anything from you.
Take her out of here. Go.
Yeah.
Before I...
Yeah, I know. The throat. Well, let's go see a man about a wife, sailor.
You came through all this, Bailey? Loopy?
I almost didn't make it with Loopy.
Classic, isn't she? You came to my room through all this just to ask me to go back to my adoring wife, Janice of the safety deposit boxes.
You going back to her, Tommy?
The light's good in San Vicente. I've never done better sketches in my life.
That Loopy's quite a sketch, too. Have you ever done one called Loopy Without Knife?
I have. Either way, it's more exciting than Janice and the Jodhpur set. I've been sitting here studying you, Shannon. It's good here in San Vicente. Why don't you stick around?
Don't tempt me, kid.
You said the right thing, Slate. I could take up this knife dodge, too, if you ever tried to walk away from me.
No dice, huh, Tommy?
No dice. Just tell Janice to keep the money coming. It'll keep a warm spot glowing in my heart for her.
You just went and spoiled it, Tommy. Come on, Slate. Let's go break a woman's heart. Sometimes you're real good at that.
Miss Reed. Hey, Mrs. Reed. Hey. Told me at your hotel you were out here on the beach.
Oh, did you find Tommy?
Yeah, I found him.
Is he all right?
Sure, he's fine. We had a nice talk together.
What did he say?
Well, he said he didn't want to. Hey, wait a minute.
Hmm?
Look, up there.
What?
There's a man up there. He's waving to us.
Oh, I wonder why. Do you know him?
He's too far away. I can't make him out. Hello!
What did Tommy tell you? Did he say...
Watch out. He's got a rifle. Duck.
Oh!
You all right? Mrs. Reed. Now, you'll never know that Tommy won't come home.
Bogart and Lauren of our story.
Shannon, he journeyed in behalf of Lady to find a man who cannot find. And then go tell my wife, dearie, is very fine. Oh, to tell the word gone before she. Maybe she happier so must love a man who drifts is a whisper for her heart.
Cut it out, King.
What's the matter with you, Slate? The man just...
What I need. Comments. Who killed her?
Calm down. Forget...
What's happened to all the bright handsomen who shot down?
Sure, I think it's... Your part of it's over. Guess it isn't. I ought to know. You just won't quit, will you?
He won't quit, Miss Taylor. Mr. Slate will...
Shannon speaking.
Inspector LaSalle on the reverse side, senor. First, I ask you politely, then, having heard you refuse, and six policemen after you. Adios, Senor Shannon.
You look thoughtful, Senorita Duval.
Whenever a girl gets shot for wanting a man back, it makes me stop and think.
And you, Senor Shannon, the wrinkles are pensive on your brow. Por qué? Translation... Somehow.
Whenever I get arrested, it brings out the pensive in me, occupational disease.
On the table is the question of what you know of the murdered Mrs. Janice Reed.
Well, let's see. She was pretty. She was lovely. She came to...
Because you wanted her husband back, remember?
Yeah. Husband who was involved in a murder here in Havana.
I have been poring over the file of the murder. The man Thomas Reed was vindicated.
You mind if I pour over your shoulder, LaSalle?
What for, Slade? What do you want with the file?
My file is your file, senor. A saying we have in the police. Because there is a growing shortage of rope to wear about the neck.
You read a police file on an old murder, and we find ourselves back in San Vicente. Why, Slade? You want to stuff another parrot?
Yeah, we found out a lot of things in that file. All we have to do now is prove them.
Why not just give it to LaSalle? Things like this keep him in tacos and tortillas.
A woman gets killed walking at my side. It makes an empty feeling. I want to get rid of it. Any objections?
That's what I live for. For you to get rid of an empty feeling.
Well, well. Look who is here. The Goodwill tourist. What's the matter, kid? You looking for another husband?
You never have that trouble, do you, girl?
Where's Bailey?
He sleeps upstairs in his room. Being a sweet little stick makes him too tired. Let me fix something for you, Slate Shannon.
Just Tommy Reed. Give me a fix on him.
You come to insult me. You come to tell me he gone from me many hours. To tell me a thing I know.
Slip the knife back into your garter, honey, and I'll tell you where he's gone.
You know where Slate Shannon? Tell me. I go to him. I slice him.
No, I don't know, but I know where I'd go. I'd go back to Havana to claim my wife's body, weep a fat tear, get her fat insurance money so I could live good. Get rid of Loopy. Hey, maybe that's what he did.
You're right. You're...
The knife looks better where you had it, Loopy. Believe me. Come on, sailor. Let's disturb a man's rest. Understand what you have to do, sailor. Just go into Bailey's room. Get him to admit it.
How do I do that?
Girl, with your talents, sailor, your eyes, your lips, the dashing way you wear a fellow's dungarees, you can't think of something?
I'm scared, Slate. You think you'll notice my trembling legs?
Yeah, that's what I'm counting on. Go on in, sailor. If you need me, just whisper. I'll hear it. Don't knock. Just walk in like you were a dream come to roost.
Oh, I could lay an egg. Why, Mr. Bailey, fancy meeting you here.
Now, take it easy, Shannon. She'll be all right. It's the only way. How else could you... Huh? A Loopy.
I have thought about what you say to me, Slate Shannon. About the man you call Tommy. Come with me. I give you proof of this thing you must prove.
I'll do it my own way, if you don't mind, Loopy.
I do not mind. But this knife at your stomach, she mind.
Sailor's going to miss me. Knives. A man just has to grow fond of you, doesn't he, Loopy?
I mix you something, honey?
If I said yes, you'd have to get up and walk away from me, Bailey.
Oh, poor you. You're lying through your teeth, aren't you, hon? A lie with syrup on top. Let me taste. Yeah, come here, let me taste.
Why, Jack, how you do carry on.
Oh.
Just relax. I want to talk to you.
Talk? You flipped, honey.
Listen to me. You don't have a big secret anymore. Slate Shannon knows all about you. About what happened in that cafe in Havana a while back. He knows the real Tommy Reed's been dead since then.
What else does he know?
He's seen your buddy's sketch. He's figured your buddy's been forging letters to Mrs. Reed.
So now?
Shannon checked the police file. And he's figured there's only one way this thing makes sense. Ross fooled the cops and Tommy's wife by switching identification at the time of the murder.
So now?
Tommy Reed's been dead all the while. And now Mrs. Reed's dead. You've got a good aim, Bailey.
I've got aces and spades in. I got you. I can shoot my mouth off all night. Nothing happens to me because where I go, you go. Sure, I killed her. You know why?
Slate. Slate, he admitted it. Slate, where are you?
Expecting Shannon, huh? Oh, look at me, all a twitter. Come back in, Mr. Val. You'll die in the doorway.
Here, Slate Shannon. Open the door.
Maybe the folks at home are practicing a rumba. Shouldn't we knock? Whose place is it?
Mine. Open. Inside. Andale.
I've heard that when a host holds a knife in his guest's back, it just isn't hospitable.
The knife is to sharpen your hearing.
Oh, you're going to tell me something.
Todo. All. Everything.
You'd have saved yourself the trouble, Loopy. I know Toto all everything. That Tommy Reed isn't Tommy Reed. That his name is Ross, all of it. Now you can take that knife out of my back.
No, I cannot. I do not know whether to stick you or no. I have not made up the mind.
Let him alone, Loopy.
Ross! Oh, Ross! Mi alma! Where have you been? Where have you been?
I hired a boat. I went fishing. Sea trout, Shannon, this big. You should have been there. Fun.
Yeah, it would have been at that. I like you, Ross. But you killed a man 4 months ago.
What's that between two guys like us?
Let me kill him.
You got yourself quite a kid here, Ross.
Yeah. Protects me like anything. Man gets so he looks forward to that.
A man gets a lot of ways. You, for instance. I can understand how you might have killed another man, but Mrs. Reed, why her?
I didn't like that part of it either.
My Ross hurts no woman. Bailey, Pig Bailey, he shot the senora.
I envy you, Ross. You've got friends all around you. Even a guy who kills for you so you can inherit a fortune.
Bailey likes to do things for me.
And Loopy, too. Let me do it, Ross. Let me kill
Shut
him.
Shut up. Between Slate and me. You got yourself into a thing here, Slate. It poses a problem. If you walk out of here...
Having a party, kids? Am I invited? I'm invited.
What'd you do with Sailor?
I tied her to an ironing board, and I tied the ironing board to a door. She'll keep.
What do you want, Bailey? Why the gun?
How come everybody in Cuba suddenly knows what happened to my cafe in Havana 4 months ago?
They're talking about what you did to that woman on the beach, too, which washes us up, Bailey. Outside.
Washes what up? You're not brushing me. You're going to get all that money, and half of it's mine. More if I want.
Keep away from Ross. Keep away from him. Pig! I saw you!
You!
Pig! The knife teaches you. No hands on Ross.
You! This gun!
Loopy!
You down. Here. Sleep well, Loopy.
I don't think she'll like knowing she died the same time as Bailey.
Never say that many words after the dead, Shannon. Well?
Well, what?
It's you or me. One of us have got to walk out of here.
Yeah. You or me.
You're good, Sleep. Could be better.
Goodbye. You fight a good fight, but killing softens you up. It's all over. Just stand there, that's all.
Like this?
That's right.
Don't laugh, Slate. 3 hours on an ironing board will do that to you.
This is the first time I've ever seen you with a crease in your jeans.
Golly, you're a funny fellow.
Come here.
You come here. It hurts when I walk.
All right. You like that?
Poor, defenseless girl.
Yeah, well, next time, tell him to pour starch on you, Sailor. You wrinkle too easy.
And so, our two stars, Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall, have brought to a close our latest bold venture story. Special music was composed and conducted by David Rose. may we invite you to listen again next week at this time for another exciting adventure starring Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall together in Bold Venture.
Bold Venture on Tuned to Yesterday, a syndicated recording from 1951. And that wraps up this hour of adventure on Tuned to Yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great programs from radio's golden era. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark Levionier. Thanks for listening.